It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Many young women are finding it difficult to pursue promotion and advancement in the corporate and business world because they aren't seeing examples of other women in positions of leadership. But now, Robert Morris University has an initiative with the goal of enriching the college experience and fostering leadership among its young female students. The Women's Leadership and Mentorship Program pairs freshmen with older students, faculty, staff, or professional mentors to form mutually beneficial relationships. And this weekend, RMU is hosting a Women and Transformational Leadership Symposium celebrating the program's first year and providing opportunities for these young women to network and discuss challenges in their careers. Our next guest, Jada Grandy, is the keynote speaker at tonight's kickoff event and a passionate advocate of mentorship. She's an RMU grad and the Senior Vice President and Community Reinvestment Act Strategies Director at Fifth Third Bank. Jada Grandy, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thank you.
Jada, you've been banking for over 15 years, and you say that mentoring has played a critical role in your success. So tell us a little bit about your background and where mentoring fits into your career.
Sure. As you mentioned, I've been in banking for a little over 15 years, and being in a male-dominated industry, it was really important for me to develop relationships with other women who could relate. And one of the things that I will say has been extremely critical is preparing me for leadership. And when I talk about preparing me for leadership, it's really about providing me with the skills necessary that it will take for me to be successful. Skills such as being able to negotiate, skills such as being humble, but making sure my voice is heard at the seat at the table. Skills such as executive presence, really understanding how to approach senior leaders, inspire respect, and to influence change. And all of those have been extremely critical in my career. And it was great to have women who sought after me, but also I had the opportunity to seek after and form a mentoring relationship to help me to overcome any challenges that I may have had or hinder my success. And I'm grateful.
And what are the key points that you want to make in your keynote address tonight?
So there's three things that I want to do tonight. And the first thing is I want to inspire. I really want to inspire women by my story of what can be done when women take the opportunity to mentor and encourage other women. The change that it can actually make in the world and the impact that it can have on their individual lives. The second is I want to educate them. I want to educate people on exactly what mentoring is. There's so many definitions out there about mentoring, but really mentoring is an art. It's about forming that relationship, that mutual relationship between two people, one that knows a little bit more than someone else, but willing to share and disperse that knowledge to help them to move forward. And then third, I want to empower them. I want to empower women to act. If they're not a mentor, I want to encourage them to become one. If someone is not a mentee, I want to encourage them to become a mentee because there are always opportunities for us to learn and to grow. And we as women have a duty and an obligation to really be able to support each other, to break the barriers that sometimes exist in different industries and in different fields. And it's extremely helpful to have women, because we can relate a little bit better to each other than our male counterparts. So I really want women to be inspired, educated, and empowered in tonight's event.
A lot of research has been done on the benefits of mentoring. What can you tell us about the unique experience of women mentoring other women? Why is that important?
Well, I'm so glad you asked the question, and I think I alluded a little bit to that in my previous answer. And women just have a unique perspective. We have different challenges that we face. Many of us are balancing different roles in our personal lives and as well as our careers. And sometimes it's a little bit of a challenge juggling it all. So it's good to have perspective of someone that's actually walked in those shoes. From a gender perspective, we relate a little bit differently than our male counterparts to different issues and have other concerns that they don't always relate to. So it's always good to have that unique perspective that can be shared amongst women so that both women can be empowered and get the results that they need.
A recent Forbes article talks about the lack of women in mentoring roles based mm-hmm. on their challenges of balancing work and their personal lives. Mm-hmm. Do you find this to be true? And what advice would you give to someone who wants to become a mentor?
It's so interesting that you said that. The first thing I would say is many, believe it or not, many women are not mentors right now because they haven't been approached or asked. And we as women, we need to get out of the fear or get away from the fear of being afraid to ask. There are several successful women who are willing to donate their time and their energy to contribute to the success of other women. And it's as simple as making that one step, making that phone call, making that introduction, or requesting an introduction to be made with someone that they value, that they believe could add value to their careers or their personal lives. So some of the advice that I would give to women who are seeking to become mentors is, number one, seek out someone that you see great potential in and be intentional about it. Reach out to them and you make the introduction instead of the mentee actually making the introduction. Second, be intentional about what happens next after you're gone. So there are many women who sit in seats in corporations across our country. It's important for us to remember the talent that is coming behind us and making sure that we're providing opportunities for people to enhance their skill set so that they can actually be ready to step in those seats once they're vacated. And then third, make a commitment. Really, truly make the time to actually commit to encouraging and really planting seeds and advice in someone else's life so that their lives can be enriched as well.
It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer, and my guest is Jada Grandy. She's the keynote speaker at tonight's kickoff event, an advocate for mentorship and the Robert Morris University Women's Leadership and Mentorship Programming pairs freshmen and older students, faculty, staff, or professional mentors to form mutually beneficial relationships. This weekend, RMU hosting a Women and Transformational Leadership Symposium, celebrating the program's first year and providing opportunities for these young women to network and discuss challenges in their careers. What does mentoring look like, Jada, in the workplace on a day-to-day and a long-term basis? Mm-hmm.
So there's two different things that I would like to describe. One is mentoring moments. Mentoring moments happen every day. They're the moments where someone approaches me via phone and say, hey, I have a dilemma and I'd really like to gain your advice or your perspective. Second, oftentimes there's questions about career development. What are the skills that I need in order to move into that next position? And then third, another thing happens is typically face-to-face if it's a particular issue that someone is dealing with and they need some assistance. I'm able to provide a mentoring moment or a nugget, if you will. In the long term, mentorship is more of a formal, and it can also be informal relationship over time. And there's particularly a plan and a strategy for a specific purpose within that relationship. And so clearly within the relationship, it's defined. Both parties agree on what they would like to accomplish in the mentoring relationship. And once that is accomplished, the plan is developed, and both parties, both mentor and mentee, hold each other accountable for keeping their commitments to that plan. Several meetings are oftentimes set up to go over progress and to also review other opportunities for enrichment. So if there are things that can supplement the plan, such as maybe it's an introduction to a person that I know that they may not know that's in my network, but not necessarily their network, that's part of the plan. Maybe it's taking some additional courses. Maybe it's participating at some highly visible meetings that they otherwise would not have been invited to, that the mentor can actually open the door to do that. That's pretty much what it looks like on a long term. It really does require commitment and plan for specific outcomes, where mentoring moments can happen every single day on any given issue.
Last week, we spoke with Vibrant Pittsburgh President and CEO Melanie Harrington about the results of Pittsburgh's Regional Diversity Survey. She spoke about development opportunities for minority groups and the impact they can have on employee growth and promotion. Let's listen here to what she had to say.
I keep harping on this issue of advancement because it is a place where people can immediately begin to do some work. It's an area that where we can tackle. What does that mean? That means, you know, looking at ways you can work with your employee resource groups on developmental opportunities and experiences. What that means is our key organizations that have access to these leadership opportunities can reach into diverse community groups and sponsor people, advocate for them, for these leadership opportunities. These are some real tactical things that people can do.
What are your thoughts about Melanie Harrington's suggestions?
You know, it's interesting that she mentioned something about sponsorship. That's actually something near and dear to my heart. And I just want to be clear that mentoring is not sponsorship. Mentoring can lead to sponsorship. However, they're not one and the same. What I will say is, from a sponsorship perspective, it is true, and I'm in agreement with her statement, that there are many people who sit in seats that have the authority to make decisions. And with that also becomes an obligation to gear up the next generation of leaders and to equip them and prepare them. And in doing that requires the building of a relationship. She had mentioned the employee resource groups. That's really important in building relationships across, but that doesn't always gain access to the higher levels within the organization. So the relationships will allow for sponsorship, because sponsorship is essentially vouching for someone's experience and expertise when they're not present. You're the one that's stamping your approval on their skills and capabilities to be able to perform and deliver. And in order to do that, you have to have knowledge and be aware what the skill sets are. One way is to reach into the employee resource groups, but another way is through mentoring and being intentional about understanding the talent within the organization and being intentional about providing the opportunities to grow so that people can be ready to step into those roles.
Tell us a little bit about what you hope to see for the Women's Leadership and Mentorship Program at RMU. What does it mean to you to have this program implemented at your alma mater?
It means a lot. It means that this university is taking a bold step in stating that we are committed to the success of women. And one of the ways that they're doing it is actually hosting a conference about it that is actually going to tackle the issues and challenges that women face, as well as talk about the importance of mentoring and engagement. I'm sure there are several programs that exist like this across the country. But I can only speak from my experience, and I'm going to speak with a little bit of bias because Robert Morris University is my alma mater. I'm really excited to see their unique approach to this. And I really hope to see that more and more women would step up and step out and not be afraid to mentor, because that is also something that people have. Sometimes it's a fear of sharing too much information and someone's going to take their seat in their position. However, ultimately, it's just gearing up the next generation of leaders. And I think we all have an obligation to do that. And I'm so glad that Robert Morris is at the forefront in this region and making sure that happens.
Jada Grandy has been our guest. She's Senior Vice President and Community Reinvestment Act Strategies Director at Fifth Third Bank and the keynote speaker at this weekend's Women and Transformational Leadership Symposium. Jada Grandy, thank you so much for joining us on Essential Pittsburgh.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Coming up, we'll look at how Pittsburgh is celebrating its 200th birthday. It's Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA.